Large parts of the world are faced with starvation, while others are living in abundance. The nations were promised liberation and justice, but we have witnessed and are witnessing even now the sad spectacle of liberating armies firing into populations who want their independence and social equality, and supporting in those countries by force of arms such parties and personalities as appear to be most suited to serve vested interests. Territorial questions and arguments of power, obsolete though they are, still prevail over the essential demand of common welfare and justice.
I regard myself as a soldier, though a soldier of peace. is the only avenue. Let there be no more war or bloodshed.
I start by paying tribute to our armed forces, both in Afghanistan and elsewhere. They're doing vital work, giving so much every day in dangerous places in the service of our country. And let me particularly pay tribute to the 86 British servicemen and women who have lost their lives in Afghanistan. 42 of them this year alone. And I know the whole House will join with me in honouring the memory of the fallen and saluting the courage of our military and all our civilian personnel.
Let there be no more war or bloodshed.
And let me, on the morning of the capture of Musa Qala, praise the professionalism and resolve of our forces in recent days. They have helped defeat the insurgents, and in a vital district of Afghanistan, they have restored peace. And let me make it clear at the outset that as part of a coalition, we are winning the battle against the Taliban insurgency. We are isolating and eliminating the leadership of the Taliban. We are not negotiating with them. We are not negotiating with them. We are not negotiating with them.
The message is very simple. Think for yourself and question authority.